It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say Worldwide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm certainly not a ball treatment specialist.
Mike Tomlin talking about the K-balls. Now you can bring your own balls to the game if you're a kicker, and you can work them all week and make them all nice and plump the way you want them. But Tomlin says he's not a ball treatment specialist.
I'm certainly not a ball treatment specialist.
Would that be a proctologist?
Don't ask me.
You get vasectomy yet, Dickerson?
Nope.
If you do, would you have to change your last name? I'm full of them today.
Yep.
You can't count on much these days. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $2.50 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. That was hardly the most noteworthy piece of Mike Tomlin's press conference, the K-balls thing. However, I do think an advantage the Steelers have had, as long as they've had Chris Boswell, is now an even greater advantage. And whether there's reality in the K-balls being better for the kicker, I do think there's a mental aspect to it where, hey, I've been working on this thing all week. I know what I can do with these balls, and I know I can go out there from 65 yards and drill one. I think Boswell is primed to have one of the great seasons a kicker has ever had in the history of the game, and I think the K-balls make a difference.
Yeah, that's outlandish take.
It is an outlandish
take? It's
not. Oh, thank you.
Not. Sure. What does that mean? What is it, just kicker balls?
Yeah. You used to be able to do it, then you stopped being able to do it, now you're able to do it again.
Then next year they're going to stop doing it.
Correct.
Because seeing what kickers have done and from the preseason to even just right now.
I'll tell you what, kickers were bad in week one, except for Folk,
yep,
and except for that extra point. And Chris Boswell, a lot of kicks missed this week. The Atlanta game decided by a kick. The Cleveland game decided by a kick. But I'm with you. I do think you're probably primed to have one of the better kicking years in the history of the sport.
Depth-wise.
Yes.
Like, we're going to get some 65, 60, 60, 60, 65.
We got the 70-yarder in the Jacksonville preseason game.
You know,
game.
Somebody's going to go for that this year.
I would hope. And here's where it actually is really important for the Steelers. We saw Tomlin a couple of years ago in Indianapolis pass up a 57-yard field goal. I think any time you can get the ball 60 yards or closer, you kick that sucker.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if you're in Pittsburgh. I don't care where you are. Every time you should have confidence lining up. It should not even be a question. And I think when we're talking about end of half, end of game scenarios, I think you extend that sucker out to 65. Why not?
What about weather whenever we're in November, December? I mean, obviously, you play in Detroit, so there's a game where it's like, all right, we need points. They're probably,
yeah,
you know, you do it indoors. But weather, I may change my mentality to it.
Sure. It's going to be a beautiful Sunday this weekend.
Oh, my gosh, what, 78?
That might be his distance, 78. I mean, really, I would trot him out there for a 65-yarder at the end of half kind of situations where you're not worried about giving the ball back to the other team. How far do we think that would have been good from?
70.
I think so, too. It hit the net.
Yeah.
From 60 yards away.
Oh, yeah, 70.
Aaron Rodgers gets a lot of credit. Would they go 39 yards on that last drive? That's another game-winning fourth-quarter drive. It goes in the stat sheet for Aaron Rodgers. There's some luck. You got the pass interference call. You also got the bouncing ball. And you also have the greatest kicker potentially in the history of the sport. Chris Boswell is a cheat code, and now he's got balls. How about that? Mike Tomlin on Roman Wilson only playing 10 snaps.
Lack of possession of the football and gender relative to that day. You know, I got no intentions of explaining the minutia of rep distribution week in and week out. We got a really good collective, in some instances, highly specialized skill sets. And so And some weeks, those skill sets are going to be highlighted and utilized. Some weeks, they're going to be minimized. It's just a component of winning football games in today's NFL and really don't require a whole lot of explanation.
Do we buy that from Mike Tomlin?
Yes.
The lie detector determined that was a lie.
All right, I actually buy it, too. I just wanted to hear Jerry Springer. I do think they have confidence in Roman Wilson. You're in the flow of the game. Calvin Austin III was playing really good football. Pat Freiermuth was playing good football. DK Metcalf was playing good football. Ben Skowronek caught a touchdown. Jonnu Smith had a touchdown. What did I do?
A lot, mother bleeper.
I knew that's what you were doing. What did I say?
Jerry Springer.
It was Maury Povich.
Yes.
Son of a freaking jackass.
Oh, you're racking them up today. We're at like, what, three?
We're I at think? Two. We're at two.
All week, three.
Yeah.
You had one, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I had a good start to the week.
Yep.
I really called Maury Povich.
Yeah.
Jerry Springer.
Yeah, you did.
Is that egregious?
Yeah.
Yeah, even I caught
One's alive, one is dead.
Which one's alive?
Oh, my gosh.
Did we lose Springer?
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure.
I didn't mean to go, you know, cut into your soliloquy there, but go ahead.
Well, no, I knew that's what you were doing because you were talking in Austin's ear, and I was thinking, oh, maybe he just wants to have his computer up so that he can hit the lie detector thing, and then about halfway through with your urgency there, I realized, no, you were about to hit me with something, and I didn't know what mistake I had made. So that's three. Great. Wouldn't it just be wonderful? I get to wear a 13-9 shirt this week on Friday.
Wouldn't that just
be tremendous?
It's going to happen.
To Tomlin's point, I don't think it is them being dissatisfied with Roman Wilson or anything like that. I think because there's no clear, or at least there wasn't before Sunday, wide receiver two, I think it's going to be matchup specific. It's going to be game plan specific. If they feel like there's an opponent where you need smaller, quicker guys and less of the tight end game, I think you'll see more Roman Wilson. So I think, okay, a lot of people want to get their alarm bells going off, want to start waving the red flag. Uh-oh, what's going on with Roman? I think maybe even this week you might see more Roman Wilson. I'm not willing to say that this guy's going to be a bust here after one game of his second season when he barely played in his first year.
Didn't look at the personnel distribution, like, but I assume that they were more two tights than one tight than three wide receivers. So that has a little bit to do with it whenever you're game planning. If they're going to go more three wide receivers, you may see him. But there was a moment where I think that the play was tagged where it was specifically for Skowronek that he went into the game over. Roman Wilson was to set up the play that he scored on because, you know, you sift block, as we talked about yesterday, through the line. You
a little
block,
sift block there, Bechtold.
And then you go over and run the over route. So I think that that wasn't because Roman couldn't do it. I think that they knew that Skowronek's a better blocker and more proven player to go in there and do that at that time. So I don't scoff at it at all. I think Roman will get his opportunities. It may not be a lot because of the type of personnel that they're going to run out in the field every single game. Is their top personnel with two tight ends or three tight ends?
And the Steelers were trailing in this game, but it never felt like it got away from them. If they're in a situation where it is getting away from them and you need more three wide receiver sets, then yeah, of course,
yeah,
you're going to see more Roman Wilson. I think it's an astute point by you with Ben Skowronek because they weren't having success running the football. So if I'm the Jets, I'm thinking, okay, you brought Ben in the game. Now, that was early, but you bring Ben in the game. They want to establish the run. It makes all the sense in the world. So I don't believe Tomlin was lying. And do you see how I walked myself into that mistake, too?
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to hear the sounder. I wasn't even actually calling Tomlin out for a lie.
You just wanted to play it.
I just wanted to play it.
Wounds.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what happened. Mike Tomlin on Sam Darnold.
This guy's just battle-tested, man. He's been in a lot of system, in the midst of it all, moving around. He's continually improved over the course of his career. He makes quick and fluid decisions. He's good with the ball. He takes care of the ball. He moves his unit, and that's why they had the type of success that they had with him in Minnesota and why they won as a football team. And so he certainly has our attention.
The lie detector determined that was a lie.
I think they're going to have him seeing ghosts, and I think Mike Tomlin knows it.
I think he respects the trajectory of Sam Donald's journey and career. And he wanted to give him his flower, not flowers. Like, hey, you did a great job coming from the dead, waking up from the dead, and you got figured out a way to get yourself paid $100 million. You're a former first-round pick, but you're still Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
I think that's what was going on there.
One singular rose.
Yes, for one Sam rose. Darnold. He didn't get flowers.
We respect the work ethic and how you brought yourself back from the dead, zombie Sam Darnold. But you can always tell when Mike Tomlin really respects the quarterback. And he will go chapter and verse about that quarterback. He did not do that yesterday with Sam Darnold. Now, important to point out, he also didn't give Justin Fields much credit for what he's able to do throwing the football.
Athlete.
Mm-hmm. It was all about the athlete.
Yes.
And then they allowed him to beat them on the ground and through the air. I don't think they're afraid of Sam Darnold, but this would be the week. Get his ass on the ground. He's mobile, but he ain't, obviously, Justin Fields. Mike Tomlin, who did not want to be asked about snap and rep distribution, was asked about snap and rep distribution with Kenneth Gainwell.
We've played against him, and he's made some plays against us. Played him in Philly a year ago, man. Those third down conversions that he made were a significant component of the game. They threw the ball to him on swings with very little risk. He won some one-on-one circumstances and converted, allowed drives to stay alive, put points on the board. He was also a very viable special teams player for them. A year ago, I think he had six or so tackles on their kickoff unit. And so I wasn't surprised by that playmaking component of his game. You know, maybe his talents were minimized because of the talents of those around him. I mean, he did play with Saquon. You know, those are some of the things that went into the excitement around his acquisition.
I think the test determines that Mike Tomlin is the father. I mean, he is talking about this man as if he is his son.
Mm-hmm.
They love Kenneth Gainwell. And you've been on that for a while. I always thought they liked him. They love him. What'd he catch? Three balls, had seven carries. Warren had 11 carries.
Right.
It was a 1A, 1B situation, and Kenneth Gainwell goes down and makes a tackle and forces a fumble on special teams. He's a big-time Tomlin favorite, and I think we might see him more going forward.
Is that the most carries he's had in a game in his career?
He had seven, I think, when we broke this down a couple of weeks ago. I think eight is his career.
Eight is his career. Okay.
I'm on. I'll look it up.
All right. Yeah, they love him because they love what he can do in the pass game and not being just a pass protector in the backfield, but, you know, running on linebackers. I think that's what they wanted to establish last week. So, I don't hate that at all. You know, you look at the rep distribution, and I was sitting there during the game wondering, like, man, where's Jalen Warren? Is he hurt? Did he get hurt? Because Kenneth Gainwell was getting a lot of burn. So, I understand the method there. I just think that maybe this week they will run the ball more with Jalen Warren and they'll just put Kenneth Gainwell out there for passing situations. They're not going to try to set it up as much.
Yeah. They need to establish that rhythm for Warren, and you got to do it now.
Yeah.
You got to do it now. The most carries that he's ever had in a game is 14.
Okay.
Kenneth Gainwell.
All right.
Last year, not a ton.
Right. Saquon.
Because you got the Saquon. They love Kenneth.
He's a good player.
He is a good player. And if they want to be obsessed with him, I'm fine with it because the guy they were obsessed with last year after he got hurt in the Colts game was Cordarrelle Patterson, and he just wasn't the same guy post-injury. Kenneth Gainwell is a better player. 412-928-9370. Texter writes in, the Tomlin lie detector test has potential to be the best segment on 93.7 The Fan.
Oh.
Thank you, Dad. I would cut off my left testicle to be hearing this song at 8 p.m. on Saturday night. I would cut my testicle off to win the game on Saturday.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
They're looking for a point guard who's logged a lot of games in the NBA, who is going to run an offense that they trust when Jalen Brunson's on the bench and or if he gets hurt.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think that's what it would take.
Yeah.
I think you got to do one of those like human sacrifice bonfire things. And we were texting with EJ Borghetti yesterday. Love EJ. And he said, hey, listen, what happens the week before the brawl doesn't matter. And yeah, okay, I get that. And I buy into that with rivalries, particularly this rivalry. But I think Pitt's pretty good, and I don't think they played their best football yet. I think they know they haven't played their best football yet. I think they're motivated to play their best football. I think there's a lot of motivating factors that go into this for Pitt. And I just think they're a matchup disaster for West Virginia.
That's a good point, yeah. When you want to get in the nitty-gritty of it, matchup, yeah.
The only thing I think, and we're going to talk about Jabril Peppers here, but the only thing I think West Virginia would have going for them is it's a home game and it's a rivalry.
Yep.
But all the tangible stuff favors Pitt considerably, and Vegas sees it the same way with Pitt. Last I checked, it's a 6.5-point favorite. That might even have gone the other direction.
It's 7.
It's 7 now?
I think so.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the matchup.
They couldn't block Ohio.
The matchup's no good.
For me. It's great for you.
Yeah, it's just it's no good for West Virginia. Mm-hmm. It's just, I mean, even if West Virginia was significantly 2-0,
mm-hmm.
and things were working, and it just even at that point, the matchup still is not what you want.
I'm like, with you just, because of how West Virginia wants to play and running the football, and Pitt's strength being their front seven and their linebackers, their size and speed on defense. It was always going to be a matchup problem.
Yep.
Like, even before any games were played, when the line came out 2 months ago, Pitt was a favorite on the road. And Rich Rod struggled last year at Jack's the first three games where they weren't winning at all, and they looked awful. And they got better as the season went on, and I think that might be the case for West Virginia this year. But the other problem is they're banged up.
Yep.
Their best player, the guy that Pitt would be circling to stop defensively, he ain't playing in this game. Their number two wide receiver ain't playing in this game, and neither guy will play the rest of the season. We'll break it down more as the week goes on. Pat Bostick on with us tomorrow. We'll have some great guests as well talking brawl. But the Steelers made big news yesterday, doing a really smart thing, signing Jabril Peppers, who was going through some legal stuff last year, and then he also adopted an alter ego, Jay Pep, and was focused a little bit on his rapper career. Have you heard about this?
Did not.
Yes. Jay Pep, Point Him Out, released a debut single in June of 2025.
Okay.
We might have to grab a snippet of that, Bechtol. We might have to screen it during a break, make sure it's safe for radio. But he was following his dream to become a rapper.
Hmm.
I'm not sure he's given that up. But on the field last season, good player. The year before that, graded out as one of the best safeties in the entire league. And he's a great run-stuffing, hard-hitting safety. Which, he gave up 299 to the Ravens. He got gashed on the ground last week. I think Jabril Peppers might be a better run-stuffing safety than Deshaun Elliott, who's a really good football player.
Yep.
So this is something you and I had endorsed them doing, even if there wasn't an injury to Elliott, and he should be back, according to reports, by the Minnesota game in Ireland. But this is a really good, shrewd signing, and I think he helps them, and I think he helps them almost immediately.
Yeah, as a veteran, played a lot of football. Coming out of Michigan, I remember he was just a dog and doing everything. And, you know, he has the pedigree of a first-round pick. So I personally think that he is going to play so well in this defense that it's going to be hard to get him off the field when Deshaun Elliott comes back.
Good problem to have.
It's going to be a good problem to have. I've really, really liked Jabril Peppers. I like the signing. We even talked about it last week, even before Deshaun Elliott got hurt, of signing Jabril Peppers whenever he got released, just as a depth piece. But now, you know, you're going to infuse him in the lineup, and I think it's going to show right away. I don't think the defense is so complex where he's not going to be able to play box safety.
Right.
I think he's going to be out there ASAP, and he's going to be making plays and just being the athlete that he is.
I know the defense stunk last week, and it did. It stunk. But they got some boppers on the back end,
mm-hmm.
and talkers. Like Jabril Peppers, you watch some of the highlights from last year, from 2 years ago, he will eviscerate you. And we saw it with Jalen Ramsey. Jalen Ramsey would terrify me. Now, I'm me, but like, that dude talks and talks and talks and talks. And I want to take every single pro football focus related thing with a grain of salt based on how they graded out Aaron Rodgers. But by their scouting, they said that Jalen Ramsey only gave up 6 yards receiving the entire game. And I think that passed the eye test too. He was stellar.
Yep.
And if you got him on the back end and he can blitz, we didn't really even see that from him in this game, and you got Jabril Peppers back there, worst case scenario is a stopgap for Deshaun Elliott, you're laying the boom. And they want to be physical, and I think they got more physical yesterday. 412-928-9370. People are texting in that there's a radio edit of the, what is it, J-Pep song.
J-Pep.
If I had all kind of money and I had any kind of ability, I think I'd try to be a rock star. Now, I don't have the money or the ability, and so that's why I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think there'd be anything cooler in the world than like going and melting people's faces on guitar up in front of like 60,000 people.
Yeah, on stage, and everybody just cheering and happy.
Jump into the crowd, groupies, that whole thing.
Drugs.
Yeah. Because it seems like the drugs, like Ozzy lived forever.
Mm-hmm.
And you consider what he did to his body.
Yeah, didn't he snort red ants
before? Oh, yeah. Bit the head off a bat. I think about like Mick Jagger. I think about Keith Richards, those guys, the things that they've done to their body, and they're still keeping on, you know? Like me now, I'd be done.
Yep.
But you're a rock star, and it changed something about your makeup.
Yep.
I'd love being a rock star. Bechtel, would you like to be a rock star?
Yeah, I'd be fascinated by the idea of that.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever play an instrument growing up?
I played the clarinet in fourth grade.
I played the clarinet in fourth grade.
Let's go!
I would fake it at my concerts.
Yeah, me too. I didn't know what I was doing.
Wow.
Could not read music.
That's why we're in sync.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
If not, that, the
reading music's hard.
Way hard.
Yeah. No I wish way. I could play the drums.
Yeah.
I was learning guitar at one point in my life, and I knew what the chords were. But as I'm reading it, I couldn't match up my hand with what I was supposed to. It was very difficult for me, and I don't have
big hands. I feel
like
you have to be born to do that.
I think you do. Some people can play music from ear. I think it's a wonderful gift.
Musically inclined.
Mm-hmm. You can give us a ring in the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Pro Football Focus might not have liked Aaron Rodgers' performance on Sunday. But somebody who was a big-time critic of Rodgers prior to the season, he's already flipped to the dark side, and we're happy to have you on our team. Who is it, would they say?
It's Boomer and Geo, mornings on The Fan, 101.9 FM.
My job is to try to get us to a championship. That's all I care about. Because remember, when they fired Tibbs, what they said in their PR statement that they put out, and that was, we're all about championships, and I'm paraphrasing. We want to win a championship, and the reason we essentially fired the coach is we don't think he can get us there.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bag day in the
This is the radio edit?
This is the radio edit for J-Pep.
New Steelers strong safety. Jabril Peppers is a rapper. This is his single, J-Pep. I feel like you play it on the bus ride to the stadium. Get people fired
bad,
up.
No.
It really doesn't. Mm-mm. Way better than what Le'Veon Bell was putting out.
What about Antonio Brown?
I thought AB had some bars. I think it was swell rap.
Swell.
Mm-hmm.
From swell Antonio rhythm. Brown.
Great rhythm. Great rhythm. I think J-Pep clears, though. I think J-Pep.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I don't know that he has the collection that those others got, the other guys have. Easy for me to say. But the single there, really damn good. What's funny?
Nothing.
Just me being me?
Yeah.
Texter, ChatGPT says you make over $800,000 a year from the fan crowley. You can do it. You can become a rock star. Yeah, I wish ChatGPT was cutting the damn checks.
Shoot.
$800,000 a year? I mean, I wish.
Yep. No chance.
I'd work a little bit harder if I was getting that. I don't think I'd ever leave the station.
You would work less.
I know. Terry Bradshaw, now a fan of one Aaron Rodgers. He jumped on 103.7 The Buzz, Doran. That's 103.7 The Buzz, and said, I thought he played great.
Is that in Arkansas?
I think it's the same Arkansas station that he ripped Bradshaw on talking about chewing clay and stuff, or bark. 100 point. Oh, son of a.
Mother bleeper.
It's not Arkansas.
He said that he ripped Bradshaw on from chewing bark. He didn't rip on himself. He ripped on Aaron Rodgers for chewing bark. Yep. We're at four, Becky. That's four.
Yeah, I count four.
Yep. Oh, we got two. No. Well, yeah.
A show and a half.
Yep.
I'm coming unglued.
Yeah.
So Bradshaw said about Rodgers, I thought he played great. I thought he moved well. Four touchdown passes. I just hope he keeps playing like that. As good as Aaron was as bad as the defense was. I was shocked by that. Jalen Ramsey comes over a corner. I thought they would play much better. But it looks like it was a good move for Pittsburgh. We'll see as the season progresses. I don't think Aaron played poorly at all. I've never thought that. You give him time and some weapons, and they could be something special. That didn't take long. That took 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
He's played one game. And Bradshaw, who could not have been more critical of Aaron Rodgers, has now come over to the dark side and he's praising Aaron Rodgers. And let me tell you something. You get all this talk about how he's going to be this negative guy and he's not going to work well with the offensive coordinator and he didn't actually play all that well last year. Look, I watched the way that Aaron Rodgers, we both did, played down the stretch last season. I'm starting to think that not enough people watched the Jets or watched Rodgers because they became irrelevant. They finished 5-12, and I think a lot of people's narratives off the way Rodgers played was based off of like Pro Football Focus.
Agree.
Their grading system is incredibly flawed. We heard the guy go on with the PM team yesterday, and Pony was grilling him, and I thought he did a great job of grilling him, and the dude basically was like, oh yeah, Spencer Rattler was better. In what world? I mean, damn, Russell Wilson led the team to 6 points, and his grade was pretty much the same as Aaron Rodgers. I think there's this woman out there who's an AP voter. Have you seen this? She's getting ripped because she's saying that her AP poll was all screwed up, and she said it really doesn't mean anything anyway because there's so many AP voters. Well, first of all, I hate that mindset. I think if you do anything in life, you do it to the best of your ability, and you take it seriously.
Yeah.
Don't take yourself too seriously, but whatever you're doing, take it seriously. And the reason I bring her up is the AP poll is going to affect who's on national TV. It's going to shape narratives. I think PFF now more than ever does the same thing. You watch Sunday Night Football now because it's Chris Collinsworth. They'll have the PFF rankings on the screen when the players are being introduced. Aaron Rodgers didn't grade out well last year. The counting statistics were pretty good. He didn't grade out well yesterday on Sunday, excuse me. I thought he looked pretty damn good.
Yeah.
You thought he looked pretty damn good. Any ball knowers out there like Terry Bradshaw thought he looked pretty damn good. I think he was better last season than anybody gave him credit for.
For sure.
And we think about PFF too. PFF has carries so much weight now that Myles Garrett won a Defensive Player of the Year award off that, John.
I mean, the comparison of C.J. Stroud and Aaron Rodgers are almost identical, but C.J. Stroud, to some people, had a good year last year, the comparison. So explain that to me.
It makes no sense to me.
Right.
I heard this guy on with the PM dudes yesterday, and hey, he's just doing his job, and good for him for facing the music a little bit with Pony and Mueller. He's talking about he didn't make any big-time throws. He wasn't attacking down the field. He did what he needed to do for his team to score 34 points. If it means getting the ball out of your hand quick and throwing short of the sticks and letting your playmakers make plays and you don't get extra points for it, I think that's dumb. He was getting hit a ton. Get the ball out quick. Trust your playmakers. He also responded to every Jets score with scores. He led them down the field for the game-winning field goal. If you don't think he played a good game, I don't think you should be in the field. I'm seriously. And I think that shaped a lot of people's narratives on Aaron Rodgers last year. Ooh, the counting stats are good, Bull. The tape wasn't. Well, I think the tape kind of was, but the grades were bad. I think that's crap.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be critical. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Ray Fittipaldo of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette is going to join us coming up at the top of the 8 o'clock hour. I saw our other Steelers insider, Mark Caboli, yesterday said he would be stunned if the Steelers did not shut down the Seahawks rushing attack this week. Look at you. Muscle memory there. 84 rushing yards. That's what the Seahawks could muster against the 49ers. I'll tell you, I'm still concerned. We found out yesterday, according to Mike Tomlin, that Derek Harmon's not going to play. They're just being careful with him. Like, I expect him back sooner rather than later, but I thought sooner might be this week, and now it won't be.
Well, I thought you said that even though that he was able to come back, maybe next week you give it an extra week to make sure that he's 100%.
I said that?
I think you might have.
Oh.
Or that you assumed that that would be the progression. Maybe you didn't say that that's what they'll do. Maybe you assumed that that's what they were going to do.
I thought it might be a light-on situation. A door ajar situation.
Okay.
A let participation be the guide situation. Or maybe that was me on Joey Porter Jr. Either way, I thought he'd be back and practicing this week and might have a chance to play, but he was ruled out on Tuesday.
Is he not practicing still, though?
I don't know.
I guess we're going to find out today.
That's why we'll talk to Ray Fittipaldo coming up.
Correct.
In about 6 minutes. But you're going to have to defend the run better with the cast of characters that you tried to defend the run against the Jets. Now, I think Kenneth Walker III's a really good back. You don't have to deal with the quarterback design run game, which has given the Steelers trouble the last two games that they've played. So that will help. And I would be concerned if the Steelers don't at least put up some resistance against the Seattle run defense, rushing attack. But I'm not going to say what Caboli said. I'm not going to be shocked if they don't. They need to go out there and prove that they can.
Mm-hmm.
And it's at home, and those kinds of things help. But you better go out there and not embarrass yourself.
Oh, yeah.
If a traditional running attack beats you this week, you got big-time concerns. And, yeah, you want Derek Harmon back, and that could be the built-in excuse, the built-in reason. But even without him, go out there and shut these guys down.
Shouldn't have to rely on a rookie.
No, and they've sort of painted themselves into that corner.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've talked about that a bunch. I mean, the two pieces that you've added to your defensive line are rookies.
Yep.
You'd like to see Malik Harrison be able to go. He left the game on Sunday. When the Ravens turned their defense around, they actually played Harrison a lot more last year. So you have the bodies, I think, to be able to figure it out even without Derek Harmon, but you better start figuring it out this week. Ray Fittipaldo is going to join us on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And a reminder, you can join Chris Muller at the Verizon store in Monroeville tomorrow. That's Thursday from 4 until 6. Verizon is registering customers for the chance to win a pair of tickets to the game versus Seattle, along with a basket of black and gold merchandise. Verizon is the official 5G provider of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Has Ray Fittipaldo heard anything about the Steelers checking in on Tyreek Hill? We'll get to all that and more.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
My job is to try to get us to a championship. That's all I care about. Because remember, when they fired Tibbs, what they said in their PR statement that they put out, and that was, we're all about championships, and I'm paraphrasing. We want to win a championship, and the reason we essentially fired the coach is we don't think he can get us there.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.